What a welcome. And they've let me loose, and it's not even Family Sunday. How good's that? But this wise preacher, D.L. Moody, once said, preach to the children, then the adults can still understand. You see, and you might think, well, what does that mean? Well, you look at a Disney film, right? A Disney film is set for kids, but there's things in there that adults understand. And this morning's message is set that a child can understand it. But if you choose to lean in just a little bit more, you'll get what God's got for you. I want to start with a story. This is a story of a man who walked past a shop one day and it had a sign on the window that said, wonderful things for sale. These wonderful things will stop you getting wet when it rains. And he thought, I got to get me one of those. So he went in the shop and he bought a wonderful thing. And the next day, it rained. So he picked up his wonderful thing and he walked outside and he got wet. And he didn't understand why he got wet. He had his wonderful thing with him, but he got wet. So he went back to the shop and he said, this wonderful thing that you sold me, it doesn't work. I walked in the rain and I got wet. And the man behind the counter said, no. When it rains, you have to hold it over your head. Oh, okay. The next day, it rained again. And he walked outside and he held it above his head and he got wet. And he's like, this thing really doesn't work. And he took it back to the shop again and he said, this wonderful thing that you gave me, it really doesn't work. I held it above my head and I still got wet. And they said, no. You're doing it wrong. You have to open it up and then you have to hold it over your head. And so when he opened it up and held it over his head, the next day it rained, he didn't get wet. You see, a simple story about something that's really simple. And today's message is a message on faith. And it's a message that you may have heard before. And it's a message that if you don't use faith correctly, it's like putting an umbrella under your armpit when it rains. It doesn't work properly. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to your word today, I pray that you give wisdom and understanding to us, that we will hear your word and that we will understand what you are trying to speak to us through this word today, that we can obtain the promises you have for us and we can outwork faith in our lives and faith in who you are in our lives, Lord Jesus. Amen. In James 2, you see faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right by God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. Abraham believed God, and God counted it to him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called a friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab the prostitute is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely on a different road. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. You see, our faith, we have to use it. Yeah. Our faith is shown and put into action. We need to put our faith into action to show that we have faith in the things that we profess that we have faith in. Yeah. Just like those heroes of faith. Yeah. You know, when we believe in Jesus, we have our faith. It is through faith that we are saved. It is our confession of that faith that is an action that puts that into practice. It is we have the evidence of it by the evidence of us professing our faith in Jesus. Later, we're seeing people being baptized. They're taking the next step of faith and taking a step and saying, I declare that I want to follow Jesus through the waters of baptism as an act of faith on my journey with Jesus. You see, our salvation is the beginning of faith. It's not the end. It's not where we stop. It's a good start point. It's a great start point. If that's the only point you ever get to, good. But God's got more. God has so much more. And I want to take you to some people of faith. They're not listed specifically in Hebrews 11, but they are there in Hebrews 11. Three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you can't remember their names, maybe you're young enough to remember VeggieTales, Shadrach and Benny, or maybe you're old enough and you could go further back. Someone taught me their names by saying it's shake the bed, make the bed, and into bed you go. So, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, I don't want to have to read this story out to you. So just as a little recap of what this story is about, we've got the kids' video, and I did tell you this was kid-friendly, so you get a kids' video anyway.
Stories of the Bible, the fiery furnace. There once were three Jewish men named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Hey!
When they were very young, they were taken from Israel to live in a place called Babylon. At that time, the king of Babylon was a man named Nebuchadnezzar.
That's it. Almost there.
And he made a gold statue that was 90 feet tall.
Perfect.
The king sent a message for everyone to come to the dedication of his statue. When everyone had assembled, it was declared that people of all races, nations, and languages would bow before the statue and worship King Nebuchadnezzar's statue when they heard the sound of musical instruments. If anyone refused, they would be thrown into a fiery furnace. So at the sound of the musical instruments, all the people bowed to the ground and worshiped. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not, because they were Jewish and would only bow to the one true God. Some of the wise men of Babylon went to the king and told him that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow to the statue.
What?
This made the king very angry, and he asked Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego if it was true that they would not bow to the statue. Then he said he would give them one more chance to bow down, and if they did not bow, they will be thrown into the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied that they didn't need to defend themselves against the king. They said, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." The king was so angry with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that he commanded the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be bound and thrown in the fire. The fire was so hot that it killed the soldiers that threw them in. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell into the flames. But suddenly, the king jumped up and said to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them in the furnace?" The advisor said, "Yes." But the king said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around the fire, and the 4th looks like a god." Then the king shouted to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, "Come out!" So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire, and everyone saw that the fire had not touched them. They didn't even smell of smoke. Then Nebuchadnezzar praised the one true God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had rescued them from the fire. And the king made a new command that anyone who spoke a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would be greatly punished. Then he promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in his court. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego trusted in God and were willing to die rather than worship any god but their own God.
Faith in action. These three men, they put their faith into action by declaring that God was able and willing to save them. They put their faith in action in declaring that they trusted in God. They put their faith in action by knowing who their God was. The outcome is not what makes them heroes of faith. The fact that they walked in the fiery furnace and came out of the furnace is not what makes them heroes of faith. What makes them heroes of faith is they trusted in God. Their statement, my God is able to, but even if. You know, when we put our faith in action, far too many times I have said, God, if you do this, and when he doesn't, did I not have faith? But it's the even if. It's not my outcome. It's not my will. It's his will. And my faith is my trust in him regardless of the outcome. The even if. These three men had so much confidence in their God. They were willing to stand in faith. And while not listed specifically in Hebrews 11, Hebrews 11 says, and what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and holes in the ground. These are men of faith. These are women of faith. This is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And Hebrews 11:1 starts with this verse. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego sound like pretty confident young men to me. How about you? Where's your confidence? Where's my confidence? They sound like people who were assured of knowing who their God was. Where's your assurance? Where's my assurance? They didn't look at the situation and become concerned that God had abandoned them. Even if God would not save them for fire, they knew God would not abandon them. They knew with confidence that he was with them regardless of what it might appear like to others. Those heroes that I've just read out. Stephen was stoned. Is he in that list of heroes of faith? Peter and Paul were imprisoned in chains. Are they included in that heroes of faith? There are people that are named. And this is, let me run through some of the names in order. In verse 4, we have Abel, by faith Abel. In verse 5, by faith Enoch. In verse 7, by faith Noah. In verse 8, by faith Abraham. In verse 11, by faith even Sarah. In verse 20, by faith Isaac. By 21, by faith Jacob. In 22, by faith Joseph. In 24, by faith Moses. In 29, by faith the people passed through the Red Sea. Did you see something there? Gone from an individual to a group. It's no longer just one person. So by faith, me, by faith, Gateway, by faith, me, by faith, my family. See, by faith is not just for one person. In verse 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho. Amen. Not individuals. Verse 31, by faith, the prostitute Rahab. This is no longer just Israel. This is no longer just Israel. This is inclusive of all. By faith, Geelong. By faith, Victoria. By faith, Australia. But it's the actions. It's the actions. It's no. We have cards at the back of the room where many of us have written things that by faith we want to see. My question to you today is, what's the next action? By faith, I can make a declaration. I can leave it in my back pocket and do nothing with it. But what is God saying to me? By faith, what's your next action? Maybe you don't know what your next action is yet. Maybe today, by faith, you have to ask God what your next action is. Because if you haven't got an action, you might as well take your card out. Yeah. If you don't put into action what you've declared you want to see, you might as well take your card out of the box now. I might sound harsh, but we need actions. It's not about the church putting into actions. We've seen some great people of faith this morning. Even this morning we've had the expansion offering. We're seeing people putting into faith some action steps of what they believe God is wanting, and we're seeing things of the body. But there's more. There's more. We need to take a step of faith. We need to be like those that are going through the waters of baptism, taking that next step of faith. What's your step? And as I read through Hebrews 11, in verse 33, it says, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. These people gained what was promised. And I looked at that. and I wrestled with it. And I looked at it in other versions. Some of the other versions use the word obtained, the promises. But then I read verse 13. And it said, all these people were still living by faith when they died, and they did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And again in verse 39, these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. And I sat there and I went, hang on, how can I gain and obtain something and not receive it? How does that work, God? What does that mean for me? I want to be someone who obtains the promise. So I had to dig a little bit deeper. Maybe you have to dig a little bit deeper today too. The words here are specifically used because God wants you to understand that obtaining the promise is far more important than gaining the promise, than receiving it. What does that mean? Well, to receive, a basic definition of the word receive, which is komizo, the basic definition is to hold in the hand. To receive it, to hold it in the hand. See, it doesn't matter if I hold it in my hand, even if. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, it didn't matter if they held the deliverance in their hands, even if. It's not about me holding it in my hand. But the word obtain, it means to light or hit upon any person or thing, to attain or to obtain. And the best way I can illustrate this is through an inheritance. When someone passes away and an inheritance is given out, you can obtain that inheritance because it is promised to you. But it may not yet be in your bank account. It's yours. You just don't possess it in your person. And this is what God has said about these heroes of faith. They obtained a promise. They walked it out. But they didn't need it in their hands. Gateway Church. We need to obtain the promise. We've got promises in that container back there. We need to walk it out in faith. And it's not about whether we get it in our hands or not. Even if. And God willing. God willing. All things work together for the good of those who love Him. God willing. We get to walk through the fiery furnaces. We need to obtain the promises of God. Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego obtained a promise of God. It was not their protection from the flames. Was the fact that they could trust God, that regardless of the physical outcome, they would be with God. Obtaining and acting in faith, in this case, allowed them to receive protection from the flames. But even if, it's this even if, is the act of faith. The receipt of something tangible is not what allows us to have faith. It is a trust in God and actions that He has all outcomes work together for good. It is the obtaining of the promise and the faith in action that we need to utilize today. Some of us have put declaration cards. Some of us need to revisit those declaration cards. Some of us need to find the next step. Some of us need to put an action in place. Some of us need to open up and use our faith correctly and stop hiding it under our arms. Some of us need to stop going back to the shopkeeper and saying, it didn't work, God. And he says, but you didn't use it right. So what's next for you? Is it to write a promise down? Is it to seek God for the next step? Is it to take a step of faith? There are many, many more heroes of faith that are not listed in Hebrews 11. People like Pastor Phil and Pastor Glennis took a step of faith and left Adelaide to come to a city, to lead a church that would have intimacy and fellowship with Holy Spirit. People like Pastor Lee and Pastor Naomi, who took a step of faith to lead our church, to lead their family. People like Mason, a hero of faith, out working in his ministry calling. You see, we all have the opportunity to be a hero of faith. And this morning, maybe your first step on this journey is coming to that salvation point of understanding that Jesus reached down to you and made a way for you to be made right with God through his sacrifice on that cross. Maybe your first step is to say, I believe in you, Jesus. Sorry for all the things I did wrong. Come and be Lord of my life. The first step of salvation. And if that's you this morning, I'm just going to ask the church to bow their heads. We're all going to pray a prayer. And if you pray this prayer and you mean it, God will come and he will reside with you. He promises never to leave you or forsake you. He promises to keep you safe in his hands. Safe in his hands doesn't mean nothing bad happens. Safe in his hands means you're always with him. So church, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you today and I ask you to forgive me of all my sin. Come into my life. Be my Lord, my Saviour, and be my protection and strength. I give my life to you. I declare that you are Lord over my life today. In Jesus' name.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.